Blog Talk Radio. Has anyone ever told you you dream too big, that you have too many ideas, that you need to be realistic? What if there was a career and lifestyle that you could completely design yourself, that enabled you to do what makes your heart truly sing and helps millions of people benefit from what you have to offer? One that provided you with all the money you need to thrive, not just survive. That is the life of an enlightened entrepreneur. Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show, dedicated to the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened entrepreneurs worldwide, with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments, Inc. and ahamomentsinc.com. Her motto, "Oh yes, you can have what you want, and you deserve it too." Join us for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened beings worldwide. I'm Mari, and happy Tuesday. We are moving very quickly towards the beginning of our fall season of the Aha Moments World Telesummit 2013. And today we are going to do a second sneak peek, giving you a glimpse of what we have in store. We've been working really hard on this end, getting everybody pulled together, and have lots of wonderful speakers, coming on board and ready to share with you their secrets and their wisdom with all of us. They're going to share it with us in the form of 90-minute masterclasses. So you're going to have access to some amazing folks that I have worked with in some way, shape, or form myself for most of them. And also will be playing replays. Even if you missed the live call, you'll be able to listen in for free for 48 hours. So the whole event is free for the first 48 hours for each speaker. Tonight, we are going to be meeting with Joshua Bloom, who is the founder of the Quantum Healing Center, and he's also the executive producer of a new film called The Ultimate Answer. And this is a really, really fun independent film that we will be screening for this summit. For those of you who have been part of our other summits in the past, in the spring we had a big screening of a film, and we loved how well that went. So we have found another really good one that I'm looking forward to sharing with you. So all of this kicks off September 26th with our preview call, which is like a week away. It's unbelievable. Like next Thursday. And then we'll start the screening, and then we start our speakers the following Monday. So really, really excited to give you a glimpse of that. The event is going to run from October 1st through October 30th. We may actually even have someone on September 30th. I'm sorting that out. I just got a call today from somebody really cool. So we're trying to juggle international travel schedules and everything else, but we have some pretty amazing folks. In fact, one of the people that will be on in addition is Dr. Bernie Siegel, and most of you have probably heard of him. He's been around for a long time. He's been on all the big shows. He's written amazing books. He has a new book coming out called The Art of Healing, and he's also featured in the feature film that Joshua has produced. So I'm very, very excited about having him on. He'll be Joshua will be one of our speakers, and Bernie will be one of our speakers at the end of the first week. So we have some really good stuff planned, and we'll be doing some more glimpses. We have a glimpse today, and then we have one more glimpse on Tuesday's show next week with Emmanuel Baghar, who you will love. And then we go right into telesummit mode. So I have a really, really busy 6 weeks. I've been very punchy over the last few days because we're also doing our two master classes each week. One on Mondays, the Power Boost 2 class with Rudy Hunter, and on Wednesdays with Karen Abrams, we're doing the Theta Healing Master Class, both of which are going amazingly well. If you'd like to get involved with Karen's class, Rudy's had a prerequisite, but if you'd like to get involved with Karen's class, if you haven't signed up yet, you still can get the replay from last week and join us live tomorrow. That website is ahamomentsinc.com/abundance. So ahamomentsinc.com/abundance, and you can still sign up for that class. So I think that's going to be it for housekeeping, because I want to give Joshua as much time as possible so we can get to know him a little bit and get into some of the juicy stuff he has to share. He has an enormous, enormous vat of wisdom that I'm coming to really enjoy and learn so much. I've learned so much just from watching the film. So I just want to say hi to Joshua and welcome. Hi, Joshua. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I feel so connected to you. We've spoken for the last few days, and your energy is wonderful. So it feels like we're stepping into something amazing right now.
Yeah, I think so. I'm so excited to have you on the show, and thank you so much. I know you just got back from vacation, and you know, things are really, the fall season is such a short season, right? We have like a month, and then it's Christmas. So it's kind of like, it's kind of crazy. But I want to say, I think that the word quantum is something that we hear a lot. It's something that, you know, especially I think it started to really come up when the word, you know, when The Secret came out in 2007. It's been around for a much longer time. But I want to start there. Can we start with, well, you know what, let me back up one question before that. Why don't you give everyone a little bit of your story and how you got to this point that you're at? Because right now, I mean, you have a lot going on. You're a producer, you're you know, you're a director, you have a whole foundation, you're a healer, you do so many amazing things. So why don't we get a little bit of your background, because a lot of people are new to you and your work here in our community, and then we're going to get to some of the juicy stuff about quantum and the process of that.
Okay, well, basically, I've been doing quantum before quantum really was a name that everybody knows about. And when I was telling people about it, they were giving me funny looks about, what are you talking about? You know, why are you talking about this funny word that seems to be a part of science? I don't get it. You know, so it was definitely different for me. But if I were to step back a little bit into my experience and what had happened to me, I was actually featured on the front page of the Washington Post as a corporate coach. Now, getting on the front page of the Washington Post is a big feat because it's really difficult to get on that paper on the front page. I mean, even it was just amazing. And so I was really excited about that experience from the coaching perspective. But still, what was really plaguing me was that I would have great clients and I would help them. But what happened was, they would have the same problem next week, just with a different circumstance or a different person. Mm-hmm. And that really didn't sit well with me, because my intention would be to process or to heal the entire problem, and that person would come with a whole new problem next week or not have a problem next week. I mean, that would be really great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I put out into the universe that I wanted to find a way to create fast or instant change and find a way that my clients would not experience their problem over and over again, and I would just coach them through it, because I didn't think that was that valuable. I thought it was much more valuable if they shifted, transformed, and evolved into the person they are choosing to become.
Right.
And so sometimes you have to be careful about what you ask for.
Yes.
Because I think the universe said, well, we'll show you, Joshua, how to find instant change, but, you know, you don't necessarily get it the way you expect. And so I fell apart emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this fear started to come up inside of my body that I did not know how to deal with. And I was trying to find a solution because it was getting worse. It got so bad that I was scared to be alone. I couldn't drive very far because I would be scared to do that too. And I was limiting my life everywhere that I went, if I went anywhere, because I couldn't function most of the time because it really got so difficult to deal with this issue of fear that was my experience at the time. And, of course, this is many, many years ago, talking about 13 years ago, maybe 14 years ago. And so I was falling apart, and I was this big mess, and my coaching business that I had sort of dwindled down to nothing. And it was good timing because I was certainly not in the position to continue what I was doing. It just sort of worked out perfectly, if you would. And all of a sudden, I started to engage in the understanding of quantum physics, and I learned from Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's also in my movie, by the way. Dr. Bruce Lipton is an amazing scientist who has very simplistic understandings that most people explain in a very difficult way. But he puts it into really simple terms. And I love that because when we really can understand it, then we can implement it into our life. If you don't get it, then you can't do anything with it. So I loved what he was teaching, and I studied his work. And I really got the understanding of what he was saying, but Dr. Lipton didn't have a modality that would, you know, help you shift or change. So as I was learning, now, remember, I was trying to fix my problem, so I learned over 20 different healing modalities to try to, I don't know, get myself out of this really difficult place, and I was moving forward as best as I could, and I did. I moved forward and used the principles of quantum and created a modality called quantum energy transformation. And how that happened, actually, is I worked for a hypnosis center. And although I worked at the hypnosis center, I didn't do hypnosis. I started developing my quantum process called quantum energy transformation. And so I worked with like 2 or 3 to 5 sometimes people a day, discovering what worked and what didn't work, and really even interviewing them about what happened and why was that good for you or why wasn't that good for you. And I did this for a year and a half, really learning what makes change happen. Mm-hmm. Because that's the underlining thing. If you can get why change happens, you can make change happen in anything.
And that's so true. That makes sense.
Yeah. And it was exciting because although I was a mess, this is still the time that I was a mess, and that's okay. It's sort of like you know the caterpillar and that becomes the butterfly. Well, I just haven't yet become the butterfly at this point. Mm-hmm. And so I moved forward and helped people with so many different issues, whether it was fibromyalgia, migraine, headaches, pain, learning disabilities and ADD and all sorts of different emotional and physical issues, that it was amazing to see the transformations happen almost, and if not sometimes instantaneously. And then I realized, well, if I'm doing this with other people, what about me? Why shouldn't I be able to do this with myself? And we have to realize that we all have patterns. We all have ways that we do things, and I didn't even realize it at the time, but I was not doing the same things with my clients as I was doing with myself, so I wasn't getting the benefit right away. But I'm a smart guy, so I realized that was the issue, and I started to do what I did with my clients with myself. And then I transformed myself. I became the butterfly, and here I am.
Love it. So, you know, people, we've had, I don't know how many episodes of this show, maybe coming close to 300 or 250, something in that range. And, we hear a lot of different modalities, especially in telesummit time. You know, there's a lot of different things coming at us. I know that you said that one of your things is you talk about is that this isn't a technique. What actually is this quantum energy process that you're talking about?
Well, the understanding of quantum is really based on reality and not reality.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in your reality, for example, you are in your head thinking because you've, in a sense, collapsed yourself into the reality that you're in. What quantum is about is stepping into the quantum field. In other words, then you're not in your head. You're not in your reality right now. Instead, you're in the possibilities. So mm-hmm. when you're in the possibilities, that's where the change can happen. If you're not in the possibilities, then you're in your head. And change can't really happen there because that's how the science works. And Dr. Bruce Lipton talks about it from the place of growth versus protection. So when you're in growth, you're not in your head. You're in the possibilities. You're in quantum. But when you're in protection, you are in that place where you're in your head and you're not able to make a change. Because Dr. Lipton says, if you're in protection, you can't shift, you can't change, you can't heal. But if you're in growth, you can. So being in growth is a big part of being in the quantum field and what quantum is all about. In quantum energy transformation, the first thing that I do with anyone is get them out of their head, back into their body, putting them into growth, which automatically puts them into the quantum field where they're going to make a huge shift and huge transformation because that's where transformation happens.
Right. So growth versus protection. I remember seeing this in a movie. There's a lot of stuff in that movie, but I do remember that in particular because I thought it was a really cool distinction. However, my question is, and it was actually too when I was watching the film, is how do you feel, like I know, like me personally, I'm going through a huge growth spurt right now, huge. And it feels very unprotected in a lot of ways because it's unknown territory, right? So it's like, how do you stay safe in your own feeling or sense, or I don't want to say in your own head because you just said the head thing, but you know, how do you grow and stay safe at the same time? Because I definitely see this with my clients, and I hear this a lot on the shows and everything, and when we hear, you know, people asking questions and whatnot, how do you swing the pendulum between feeling like you're growing but not feeling so unsafe that you stop the process? Does that make sense?
It does. When you're in protection, you're not safe. It's a facade that we think we're safe because we're in protection. So this is where it gets sort of opposite of what we've been taught or what we think. So that when mm-hmm. we're in protection, we're in this place of fight mode, fight or flight, right? We're going to either fight or we're going to run. So if we're in fight mode, we're protecting ourselves. When that happens, your blood leaves all of your organs where healing happens, and it goes into your limbs so that you can fight or flight. And when you're in that place, which most of us are in a little bit of fight or flight every single day, and making themselves not safe, that's the whole thing. So you're in protection, you're protecting, but you can only protect for so long. But we've been taught that, you know, from going to work, we're late to work, and on our way, we have all of these things that happen. People, you know, cut us off, or we miss the bus, or whatever it is that happens, we go into fight or flight, and we stay in that place all day long, and we're not meant to be in that place all day long. We're meant to be in that place only as an absolute necessity to stay alive. But we don't. We go into it immediately because that's the habit we've all created in our lifestyle and the way that we live. So mm-hmm. when you're in protection, you can protect for so long and then you lose it. You stop really being safe more and more and more. So in growth, what happens is the opposite happens. You are safe in growth because when you're in that growth place, you're growing. You're getting stronger. Your body is self-healing. You're in such a strong place that you can create whatever you want. And because you're in the possibilities, from a quantum perspective, you can make whatever change you want. So, in other words, you can leap, quantum leap, if you would, from where you are to whatever situation you need to be in for you to grow and become the next version of yourself.
Very
all of that
cool.
is done
that.
In complete safety.
I love that. Well, believe it or not, we've gotten to our first break. So when we come back, can we talk a little bit more about this stuff and then maybe talk about some ways, some like practical ways that folks can give this a try and get a little transformation going in their own world? Does
sure.
that work? Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
So, and we're going to take some questions too. So if you guys want to call in and ask Joshua some questions, a question about something going on for you or a question about this process we're going to talk more about on the other side of the break, you can call in at 347-215-9485. 347-215-9485. All right, so we'll see you on the other side of the break. I'm Mari. We're listening to the Aha Moments Radio Show, and we'll be right back.
Do you ever get a hunch about something and ignore it, only to find out later you were right after all? Do you know that you're intuitive but need help interpreting what you get? Need quick answers to burning questions but don't have the time to wait for a private reading? Then Mari's Intuitive Living Oracle Cards are the tool for you. 45 gorgeous laminated cards and a full book of interpretations come together in a beautiful velvet bag. The cards have been designed and energized to give you the answers right now. No more sleepless nights weighing pros and cons. Ask the cards your questions and see what message your intuition has for you. To learn more and get your deck now, go to the store at www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Intuitive Living Cards now. That's the store at ahamomentsinc.com. The answers are truly within your reach.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by the Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Are you at a crossroads in your life, facing big decisions about your life purpose, business, relationships, or other major issues? Are you wondering why you may be delayed in getting what you want? Or if you have special guides who are helping you? Then investing in a private intuitive reading with Mari is just what you need. As a third-generation spiritual intuitive, Mari has worked with thousands of clients over the past 18 years. During your private session, you will learn who your guides are, receive insight on the core issues that need attention, and get new perspective, clarity, and inspiration on what to do next. To register, go to www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Work with Mari tab to get all of the details. There are a limited number of spots each month, so go to www.ahamomentsinc.com for yours now.
Hello, we are back. I'm Mari. You're listening to the Aha Moments Radio Show. And tonight we are having a nice, lively conversation with the illustrious Joshua Bloom, getting a glimpse of our Aha Moments World Telesummit 2013 fall season. Gosh, isn't that a lot? I can't believe I said that without stumbling. So welcome back, Joshua. We were having a little chit-chat on the break. And I have so many questions, and just because I'm so intrigued. And I love the whole quantum space and that whole, I know for me in my own personal work, I've been working a lot with like the multidimensionality and various details, various aspects of ourselves, you know, like in that space, that space of possibility that you're talking about. Can we talk a little bit more about that and maybe give people an opportunity to learn a little bit of a process or a good technique to get people started? Like, where did it start with this stuff?
Well, like I said, in quantum, the best place to start is getting into the body and getting into growth because, you know, the science says that if you're not in growth, you can't change. So getting into that space can really be a really profound experience for anyone because you really actually change the perspective of how you're living your life when you're in your body versus in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an example that actually gives you a chiropractic adjustment if you engage it with me in a really big way. And it will actually, without having to have someone like, you know, a chiropractor, you know, you lay on the table and then somebody adjusts you by pushing or you know, cracking you into the right spaces, your body will actually do it naturally without anybody doing anything but you engaging in your body. And it's really simple to do. And, you know, Einstein says if you can't do it simply or explain it simply, then you don't know it well enough.
Right.
which I love that. But yeah, it's true. It's got to be simple because if it's too complicated, people won't be able to do it. And if it's simple, not only can everybody do it, but I find that the simpler things are more profound than all of these steps and the strategies that people are doing with many other modalities. With quantum, it's about how simple can you get it, and that will give you the bigger result than going in a complicated way.
Excellent.
So the simple exercise is to stand up. So if you're not standing, please do, because this is easier to do if you're standing. Now, if you can't stand, that's okay. You can do this sitting, but you'll get you'll feel it bigger if you're standing, and it will be a larger experience for you. Plus, we realize when we're having a healing experience, what happens most of the time? We're either laying on a massage table or we're sitting. This is an opportunity to engage differently rather than the traditional ways that we typically do. So if you can just stand up, and what we're going to do is we're going to go through an experience of getting into the body. And I have a very special way to do this. And just follow my lead, and I'll take you on a journey. And if you do what I say, as good as you can do it, you'll notice that your body will actually align, and you'll feel stronger and more open and more confident in just less than 2 minutes. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, great. So the first thing I want you to do is take a ball of energy in your hands. And it could be a real ball or a pretend ball. It doesn't really matter. So, and it could be your real hands or your pretend hands. That doesn't matter either. So just put a ball of energy in your hands and take that ball and put it above your head so that you can sense that there's something above your head. Let it drop down into your head, going into the crown as it goes behind your eyes, passing your throat, allow it to go down, passing your heart, your upper stomach, your lower stomach and let it go past the base of your spine and down your legs. Just feel the energy of that ball getting wider and going down both of your legs, going all the way to your feet. Good. Now, keep your awareness with the ball and put your awareness underneath your feet so you can feel like the ball is underneath your feet. And you can also feel at the same time that your feet and the floor have space between the two so that there is some sense of that there is your, you basically can feel the floor beneath your feet. It's an easier way to say that. Just notice what that feels like with your attention or your awareness underneath your feet. I would like you to keep your awareness there no matter what happens. Keep your awareness underneath your feet. And it doesn't matter what kind of shoes you're wearing. You could be wearing shoes, not wearing shoes. It doesn't matter the style. Just simply keep your awareness underneath your feet. It works no matter what. So just keep your awareness underneath your feet. And all you can do is put your attention underneath your feet, and that's your job right now. And what I'd like you to do is breathe with me. Now, I'm going to ask you to breathe in a different way. You're going to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth with a long and loud breath. I'm going to give you a demonstration of that. It sounds like this. And then you'll breathe right back in because we never hold our breath. So keeping your awareness under your feet, now that's a must. You've got to keep your awareness under your feet. And breathe with me. I'm going to breathe faster and faster, so keep up. Here we go. Breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. One. Two. Three. Four. Awareness under your feet. Five. Faster. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12. Under your feet. 13. 14. 15. Keeping your awareness under your feet. Open your eyes whenever you're ready. And just notice that your body now feels different. Notice that you might even feel taller. Take a step or two forward and notice how you may, like you might be walking on a pedestal, or it might feel like you've gained a couple inches. It's like you're a different height now. Notice how much stronger you feel and empowered you feel. So, Mari, what do you notice?
I felt like I was, when I took the two steps forward, I was walking on clouds, like a something like almost like a cushion. It's kind of interesting. Definitely feel a little taller, yeah.
So what happened when you felt taller was the experience of your spine actually aligning. The bones in your body actually moved to have that experience. The other thing that happened is that you had a spiritual enlightenment, because what happens is that when you connect to yourself, when spirit meets the tissue of your body, that's when your body activates. And when your body activates and you feel that feeling of taller, feeling of stronger, feeling of confidence, you are now connected. And this is the place where we start when I work with somebody in a quantum session, for example, and help them create an amazing result in just a few minutes, because we're in growth, and this is what growth feels like. We're in growth where change can happen.
Interesting. That's very cool. It's something actually I was talking about with someone yesterday when we were teaching our masterclass about the connection to the body and how the physical body and the energetic is always interrelating, and how we oftentimes shut down one or the other and focus. If we're focusing on working out, we're not focusing on our spirituality. If we're focusing on our energy and spirituality, we're not focused on our bodies. And how the two are really interconnected. I like that whole idea about the spine aligning like that. There seems to be a lot in a lot of modalities about the spine. Can you talk about that? What is it with the spine that's so powerful? Is it like the part of us that goes between worlds, or is it why does it seem like that's like a big focus?
Well, do you mean the base of the spine, or do you mean the spine itself?
The spine itself. I mean, we could talk about the base of the spine too, but it's just something that seems to be being brought up a lot. Some folks focus on the top of the spine where the neck head connects to the spine. Some people talk about the base. But I've heard a lot of people talking about lighting up the entire spine. And then just when you're saying, you know, your breath, you know, what we just did elongated the spine and connected us.
Well, the spine is a channel. You know, it channels information throughout your body from your brain all the way down throughout your entire body. Without your spine, the connections would not connect. So if you think about it, your spine is the cellular connection from your bones to your cellular structure, which connects you to all of your energy. You know, I used to go to a chiropractor about 3 times a week during the time that I wasn't doing so hot. And I did this because I knew that if I could adjust the spine, what will happen is I can create more emotional stability because the channel is clear. Now, that's a strategy, right? And
yeah.
And it works. But it works, and then you got to keep doing it. So you got to do it all the time. You got to go ahead and go to the chiropractor, which I did, and have the adjustment. And when that adjustment is over, you feel better. But sometimes it doesn't last very long, and that's where the problem is that it does work to do it that way, but how long it lasts is very short. Sometimes I would leave the chiropractic office, and then just in 5 minutes, I was already out of alignment and feeling like I did before I went in. Other times it lasted for an hour or two, but it doesn't last much longer than that. And, you know, I've had a lot of chiropractor friends who say, well, you can get an adjustment, you know, a couple times in a day if you needed to. And sometimes I did that too because that helped. But what about getting the permanent solution so that you don't need to keep adjusting it? How about adjusting the energy that causes your spine to be in alignment?
Then
you don't have to keep doing that over and over, and you can work on different things that might be more imperative for you to work on. And so I stopped going to a chiropractor when I realized I can do the exercises I just showed you, and I can align my own spine, and in doing so, it also balances your chakras, by the way. So it balances your chakras, it puts you in a good energy space, and it makes you feel more confident instantly.
Wow.
And that's you know, one tool to do that in less than 2 minutes is pretty amazing.
I know, it really is. So one of the things that comes up a lot for people is all things money. And I know, you know, I bring it up when we're talking, especially when we're talking with someone new and we have a new, you know, way of approach, a new approach to, you know, transformation and that type of thing. So I wanted to see if we could switch gears and apply some of what you're talking about to another aspect of things, like the idea of manifesting money. And I was just wondering, is there a way that we can work in this quantum field to create more abundance?
Absolutely. You know, we tend to live our life in our head, which, like I said earlier, collapses you into the reality you already have. And then what we do is we complain that we don't have any money and that we can't change it because we're in the current reality. You see, that's the big problem. We think that we have to make that change by using a strategy or whatever it is that we're going to be using, but we don't leave the current reality, and therefore, we expect a different result. So, you know, they say doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a new result is the definition of insanity. Well, that's sort of what we do. And this is why people don't create abundance, is because they're in the experience of what they always experience because that's what's comfortable to them. And that's what is their reality. But you have to leave that reality. That's why I say jump into the quantum field and move into a different possibility of reality where that's the place that manifestation occurs. It doesn't happen in our head, in our everyday thinking. It happens in the possibility of who you get to become. And it's more than just manifesting money specifically. When you manifest things, you're in the space where you can allow it. You know, I remember a long time ago, I owned a business, and it was not really thriving. It was really falling apart. And so when I was living in that reality, I spoke to this guy that was a counselor, and I said to him, I just don't know why I'm not getting there. I just don't know why this business isn't thriving. And because his office was in the same offices that mine was, he said, you have to be open to accept the abundance. And I was like, okay, what is this guy selling? You know, because when he said that, I absolutely had no clue what he was saying. He could have been saying anything that didn't resonate with me, didn't make any sense at the time. And what I realize now is that the truth is you do. You've got to be in a place where you can allow abundance. Most of us try to force abundance, and we try to make abundance happen. And the problem with that kind of focus is that we're in our head, and that's not where abundance is going to be created. Abundance is created when you're in your body and in the quantum field, in a place where you have not yet collapsed your reality, so that you're now creating a new reality, and then you're collapsing into that new reality, and that becomes what is now. So here's the bottom line about money, though. Money is energy. We tend to think of these bills with dead presidents on them as being a thing. It's not a thing. It's energy. And I think that's the part that we miss the boat on, is that we're trying to manifest a thing when we really want to be working on manifesting the energy of money. And so our attention is in the wrong place. And then we're wondering why we're not manifesting. And so the simple answer to creating more money is to get out of your head, do this exercise that we just learned a few minutes ago, and to allow yourself to get excited about the possibility of having money. From that perspective, you don't even have to have money. Simply be in the possibility of having it and get excited about it. Whatever you get excited about raises your energy frequency. And from that place, you've left your head. And you're now in the quantum field. Now that's the place to play. And that's the place that will give you the result. Now, it doesn't seem like that intellectually. Like when I say this, you might say, oh, really? But yeah, it's the opposite of what we've been taught. So realize that you have to leave your current understanding and jump into the quantum field with me and realize that's where the juice is.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that's, you know, it's funny because I think that whole idea about get excited about what you want is something I hear a lot. But what I get also is, how do you stay out of your head when, yes, you have these sessions where you get excited about it, but then you come home and the bills are sitting there? You know what I mean? So, like, you're dealing with fear and excitement at the same time. And then also when you get excited, I think a lot of people get stuck at the point of, I'm only going to get so excited because of the fear. So what you're saying is getting out of your head
and getting into your body, which I think is interesting because most people feel like they have to get out of their bodies to get anything to happen energetically. You know what I mean? Like you hear, oh, you know, you want to rise in through the, you know, you want to expand yourself and whatnot. And it's really you're saying pour back into the body. So that's interesting to me. But also, how do folks deal with the fear factor that goes along with, like, the trusting of the what you can't see?
Well, let me go back to what you said earlier because there was really, really a key point that I want to make. When you're talking about bills, when you focus on bills, what you're focusing on is your past and your current reality. And what we know about energy is what you focus on is what you get. So if you focus on your bills, you're not in the current, and I'm sorry, you're not in the future of the possibility. You're in the past of what you have now. And if you focus on what you have now, you'll just get more of that. So if you focus on the possibilities, then you're now in a place where you're changing your focus to a place that could be useful. Because if you stay in the place of your past, you'll only just keep getting what you have. But if you move to the possibility of the future, like in the future I possibly could have a great job that makes a lot of money and this will be amazing. Yeah,
right.
Focus on that and that will manifest. So where your attention goes is what's going to grow. And so you really shouldn't be halfway in the bills and halfway in the other. You should put your attention where you're going to get the most benefit. And that's going to be in the possible future that you can create for yourself.
Okay. I think one of the things that I saw come up here is a distinction, and I think it's actually a really good question, and that is the difference between healing, transformation, and evolution, because it seems like it's all the same thing, but you feel there's a distinction. Tell us the differences between those, because I think that's really interesting.
Well, healing is the experience of fixing something. So I have a problem, and therefore I'm going to fix that problem. That's what healing is. And again, your focus is generally in healing on the past. I have the problem, which is built from a past experience. That's how you got the problem in the first place. And so when our attention's on our past, it's not as powerful. So when we think about transformation, transformation is about stepping forward into a new possibility and then allowing things to become different or anew in a sense. You're not grabbing the old energy, you're creating new energy that will move you forward. And so then when you think about evolution, it's the continuous experience of experiencing transformations over and over again, and that becomes evolution. You evolve who you are as you continue to transform yourself. So, again, focus is really important. Remember, I was asking you to focus with your awareness under your feet. So that shifted your energy in a really cool way in that exercise. But your focus happens in many different ways. So if you focus on the problem, you're going to get more problem. So healing isn't necessarily the best place to make a change. But transformation is sort of a level up. You're actually raising your energy frequency, raising the frequency of the shift that you're about to experience by moving into transformation rather than living in the healing experience.
That makes so much sense. Wow. So you're saying focusing on healing or calling it healing is focusing on the past, focusing on what you're trying to fix.
That's right.
Transformation is the next level up. So now you're focusing on the possibility. And then evolution is what? The ultimate?
It is the continual process of the transformation. So, for example, the way that I live my life is I live my life by transforming myself all the time. So when something comes up for me, because things come up for everybody, so when something comes up for me, I deal with it in the moment and transform it right then. And then something else might come up for me, and then I transform that right then. And the act of that happening over and over and over again is evolution, because now you've built a momentum. If you think about it, one transformation after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other, no matter how big or small it is, you're now becoming a new person. And what we find is that when people do a session or when people engage in a process with me, they get that. They come into the room as one person and they leave as another, because they've evolved themselves into the possibility that maybe they didn't know that they could become, but I certainly did, because I know what's possible for them. And I invite people to understand that it's possible to be outrageous.
Yeah. That's really very cool. I love that. Because I think that most of us, what we do is we say, oh, I need a healing. Oh, I need to go get my energy healed. Oh, I need, you know. And I've even heard that you should heal first before you start to manifest. So instead of asking for money or asking for the new relationship, you should ask for a healing of anything that would hold you back from receiving all of that. So in the context of what you're talking about, what you're really looking for is an evolution as opposed to a healing, which then pulls you up forward as opposed to keeping you trying to fix something that anytime can't be fixed. Or I guess the evolution would sort of encompass that healing process. So, but it's more of a continuum as opposed to a stopping.
Yes. In quantum, it happens all at once. So you don't need to heal yourself first and then do the next step and then the next step. That's called a strategy. So in quantum, all of it happens all in that moment, and then it's handled. So you don't need to try to fix anything, because you're not looking at the problem. You're looking at the potential future that's before you. That's possible. We even look at possibilities that we don't even know exist yet. And that even creates bigger change, because it goes well beyond what we think or what we even consider as possible. And that's when, like, people who have major illnesses instantly transform themselves and have a new experience of their life, and they no longer have the illness from their perspective anymore.
Wow. Very interesting. This is really, you know, I love it when a very kind of, the vision I just got, my God, just said to say this, is a trench. And it's like we're all in the trench, and we're all kind of, we hear this stuff day in, day out. Okay, healing, we need to heal, we need to release the box, blah, 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 blah. And I love it when somebody, like, digs another part of the trench, you know, like somebody pulls you up out of the trench and puts you back on solid ground, you know, like a totally different point of view. I think that's really, really powerful, Joshua. So, oh my gosh, we're getting close to the end of the show, but I want to ask you, what do you think is most important for people to consider at this point, assuming that they're new to your work, new to this, you know, way of being? What are the top three things, the top three starting points that we want to consider?
Well, I think the first thing is to consider that there are possibilities, whether we know what those possibilities are yet or not, that we could live the life of our dreams, and that we could choose to live that life in ways that even we can't dream up, and to live life from that perspective of being curious about what's going to happen next. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know that it's going to happen. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I know it's going to be amazing when I get there. That's the kind of energy that produces amazing results. And you can physically feel that energy, and hopefully you did with that exercise that we did earlier, but you can physically feel that shift and way of living. You don't have to say it out loud to know that that's where you are, because really, your identity itself is a feeling. Most people don't know who they are. Why? Because they're in their head so much, that they can't feel the feeling that tells them who they are. So instead, they think they're lost, but they're not. All they need to do is come back home to be back into the body. And when you're there, anything becomes possible. So I think that's the first thing. The first thing is to have the awareness that there are possibilities. And maybe the second thing is to come back home to be back into the body. And I think the third thing is to play. Children play all the time, don't they? We see them play, and they're playing with all sorts of characters and all sorts of ways to play that we didn't even think of. We're like, oh, my God, they're playing this game. I don't know what they're playing, but they're having a good day. Good day and a good time. Excuse me. So what's interesting is that we look at children play, and as adults we think, well, play is over. We're adults, you know. We do grown-up play or whatever that might be. Oh,
right.
I think we need to play more. We need to stop looking at things from our conditioned behavior and our conditioned responses that were taught to us mostly from other people and that we took for granted. We just, you know, our parents and our family and our society and our schools and whatever religious experiences you've had all have conditioned us, and we have taken it because they said so. Well, what I'm curious about is what you say. What do you say is so for you? That's what I want to know. So when you look at it from that perspective, it's like, wait a second, I don't have to live the life that somebody else told me to live. I can live the life I choose to live because I say so. So what do you say so for yourself?
For me, personally?
Yeah.
Or just in general? For everyone?
Or both. I'm good with everything.
You know, it's funny that you talk about play. For the last many weeks, I've been, you know, preparing for the season because this season, you know, it's like, you know, you kind of go from the summer and you can kind of take things a little bit more as they come. But when you get into the fall, it's like work starts again, you know, after Labor Day. And I've noticed that on Mondays, I wake up and I literally can't work. I have to go to the beach. And I literally just stopped everything. And I go to the beach. I just tell my assistant, hey, I'm out of here. And I go to the beach. I need that time to play. And I realize what you're saying, too, is like just, and it's not even, it doesn't really even feel like play to me. It feels more like escape. But it's more like once I get down there, and I can go for a good walk, you know, and then just the drive there and the drive back, there's a shift in that energy, and then I can come back and I can do so much. I get, you know, hyper productive if I just give myself that space. And I think it's really that when you're out of ocean, you breathe deeper, like what we were doing earlier. You are focused on your feet because you're walking. You're walking on sand or you're walking, you know, doing a long beach walk. And then there's that integration of energy. Does that make sense? Because it just feels, I agree with you so much in the play space. And then possibility really sort of just, I find myself coming back up the parkway to go back to my office with all kinds of ideas popping, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And feeling like that space is that breath, like I got that connection. But if I try to sort of force myself through, doesn't work. Doesn't work. I used to be able to force myself, but the deeper I get into my own growth, it just doesn't work. It's amazing.
Yeah, they say that school children who go out and play, you know, there's a reason why there's a playtime where they go out, you know, outside and they go play. And then there's a reason that kids come home and they might do a little bit of their homework, but they're encouraged actually to go out and play and then come back is exactly what you're saying. It's that when they have that break to play, the mind is working and actually supplying them with the things that they were missing or need to learn, or it's integrating into their system. It might be a better way to say it. And when they go back to work, they get 20 times more stuff done. And it's easier because they've had that break of play. So we should all play.
No, it's really true. It's really, really true. Well, this has been amazing. I am so excited. We have so much more to talk about. We're going to talk all about your film during our telesummit session, during our master class, and you're going to bring us some more tools and things that we can do to get further into this work, right? This is good stuff.
Absolutely. There's so much
really
more.
Cool stuff. Yeah, oh, I know. The movie is packed with all kinds of really, really wonderful stuff. So I wanted to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on tonight. This has been amazing. And I thank you for that process, too. That was really, really powerful. I'm looking forward to learning so much more. If people want to read more about you, where can they connect? Can they connect and learn more, a little bit more about what you're up to at your center?
Well, that would be my website, and you can go to www.quantumhealingcenter.com. Again, that's www.quantumhealingcenter.com. And there's lots of great things to read and learn there about quantum healing. And there's even a free gift there for a free program. So you can just go get one right off my website.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we'll see you in just a few weeks. You're going to be on October 1st, right? So we'll be announcing our site and how to register for the telesummit at the end of the week. So just watch your inboxes for that. And I guess that's it for tonight, you guys. And I'm just going to end the show like I always do with my motto, which is you truly can have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it too. And in this energy, anything is possible. Have a great week, everybody. Take care.
You've been listening to the Aha Moments Radio Show with your host, Mari. Be sure to visit her blog and website at www.ahamomentsinc.com. That's A-H-A, moments with an S, inc.com. Also join Mari on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ahamomentsinc and Twitter at twitter.com/ahamoments. We can't wait to see you there.
Oh.